Okay, I left them a voicemail message, but I'm also send a email to them. So just hold on the phone with me, okay? So I can get this typed up for you.
I mean, they didn't give me a chance. They ran so fast. They went in a truck. I went outside. I was waving them. They didn't. They knew what they did. That's why they didn't, you know, want to talk to me.
Sorry about that. But I called their office. Their people are going to know. And I told them to contact us so we can contact you and let you know if you can. We got to, you know, reschedule what's going on because I can't leave the check a message because you were not routed. Y'all don't know if they had added you to the route or what. So hold on just a second. It might have been why they were rushing. They, you know, if you were added to the route, that means you're an extra person on there, and they're probably trying to rush to the next one. But they still should have tried to pay you some attention.
Right. Hold on, they did a half-ass job and ran away.
Sorry about that, but their office is going to know. I put on there that you were not happy at all.
Right.
Hold on just a second. New York. Customer. Mr. H-I-N-T.
I should have never signed it before I checked it, you know. I trust them, next, they're going to put my stove in, and I'm not going to let them go till I see everything is working. Well, I should just call Best Buy to cancel the hood, and I go elsewhere to get a new hood.
You don't have to do all that. Let's see if, because they can send somebody else out. They don't have to send the same people out. They can send somebody else out there to you, and they can get you added to the route, so they won't have to, the system will add you, but they won't have to be trying to rush, because they didn't add you to, like, 12 other people.
Before they came, they called me.
They didn't call you?
They called me. And I called them back on that same number. They're not picking it up. They see my name pop up, and they know it's me, and they're not picking it up. That was right after they got in the truck, I called them, and they're not picking my phone up. Because they know what they did.
Okay.
I mean, that somebody just in a parking lot called them. I'm waving at them, come here. They wouldn't come. They wouldn't come outside. That's not how you do the business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm paying for them. It's not that they did it for free.
All right, I'm so sorry that even happened.
Yeah.
But I told them to contact you and let you know what they're gonna do. And I told them that you want them to come back today if possible. Okay, all right. I can do is tell them. And I put a copy of the email that I sent to them on the PO. So if you call back, the next agent is gonna know what's going on and what I did about it. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Mr. Remat?
This is the only number I can call, the one I just called.
Yes,
or how can I solve this problem? Or do I have to go to Best Buy?
You can call the store. You don't have to cancel. You can call the store. They'll call on your behalf if you want to complain to them about it. But you can either call them or us, and we'll get the information over to the text. But I sent him an email, and I left him a voicemail message. I did both.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No, I'm good. You know, I'm not, you know, happy about what happened, you know, that quick. My old hood was fine. I was just trying to get the matching stove and a matching hood.
Mm-hmm.
My hood was working fine. Exhaust fan, you know, for 5 years, I had no problem. There was nothing wrong with my hood.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. If once they come back, they'll usually be able to fix it. That's what I'm telling you. You don't have to cancel. Just wait and see what they tell you, okay? If they have the time, they might be able to come back and see you before they come back in, if they just left. Anything else?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, now it's been 15 minutes, you know, 20 minutes now since they're gone, you know, because...
Yeah, they might be able to
yeah.
come back after they finish the next customer's home, because they're not that far from you, probably.
Right.
All right, so good luck to you. If there's nothing else, thank you for calling in the XPO. Just wait to see if you're going to hear from the text office.
Okay, are they going to call me today or?
Oh, I don't know, sir. I don't know. I wasn't able to talk to anybody. All I could do was leave a voicemail message because they didn't answer and send an email after that. That's the protocol. They're supposed to contact.
Now,
they should contact you if they're not that far.
Right. But is there an office number I can call them?
No, sir. I can't give you the number. I can't even call. I call their office, but I can't call the actual text. The number you say you're calling the text on, I don't even have that. I can only send them a text message, which is what I did. And nobody's answering the office, and we're not allowed to give their phone number out at their office.
Okay.
That's why, yeah, after they don't answer, that's when we have to send an email. So I've done three things. I left a voicemail message. I sent an email. Well, actually, I couldn't send a text message because they don't have you routed. I don't think they have.
How come they don't have me routed?
I don't know. You don't have to be routed because the text can add you to their route. They can do that. The system has to route you and give you a time frame. But
all
if
right.
If they just have you scheduled, they can add you. They have that option to do that. They can put you on the route wherever they want to. That's, you know, that's gonna fit in perfectly, like in the middle of the fifth or the sixth person, you know, so on the way to the 10th person. So, you know, they can do that themselves. We don't have any control over that at all. But they do. Anything else?
No, I'm good. You know, if I had to wait till Monday, if they don't show up today or tomorrow, I don't know what I'm
going
to do.
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I know they see that. Usually the techs see the emails instantly, especially it's not 5 o'clock here. I don't know. What time is it where you're at?
It's going to be 5 minutes to six.
Okay. See, they're closed. Their office is closed. But sometimes the texts will see the emails.
Right.
They can see the emails.
Where are you at?
I'm in Alabama. This is just customer service. That's why I was trying to tell you. Yeah, I can't. All I can do is send them an email. And usually if the customer's routed, I can send a text message, but you're not routed. So I called and nobody answered. I left a voicemail message and then I sent an email. That's all I can do. That's the next step.
Well, I think I'm going to go to Best Buy. It's not too far from my house. I'm going to go over there and I'm just going to, you know, I'm not happy at all. Take the shit out and I'm not paying for it.
Go ahead.
Because they're not even answering my calls. They should have called me by now. But
yeah,
they're not.
If they're already at another customer's home, they're not supposed to answer the phone when they're installing at another home already. But I don't know.
Right.
I couldn't tell you. Right. I have no idea. I'm in a whole nother state.
Right. So, I mean, they could be in the area. And at least they should answer the phone.
They should see that email. So hopefully they'll see that email. And if before they go to the next home, they might be able to come back to you and try to see if they can fix it. But I can't tell you the way because I didn't talk to anybody. Nobody answered the phone. So all I had right. to do, all I could do is send an email at that point. All right. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Eat them. Thank you for calling in to XPO. Good luck to you. You have a great day.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye.